down the street, and I come to some theater or playhouse of some kind or other, and I stop to look at the pictures, and I notice where it said it only cost 10 cents to go in, and I might as well go in and see it. Well, I got on the inside, and they had the darndest lot of things in there. Had a fella in there without any arms, was writing with his toes, and then there was a bearded lady, but I guess that is only some fella dressed up in women's clothes. Well, then I noticed a fella stopping there getting his boots blacked, and there was a doggone little pickpocket trying to pick his pockets. Wow. I didn't want to see him get robbed, so I went up to him. I said, "Look out, mister, just get me a pocket pick." Well, everybody commenced to laugh, and I looked around to see what they were laughing at. There wasn't nothing at all, only a darned old wax figure. Well, I went on in to where there was a having theater going. That fella come out and sung an old-fashioned song I hadn't heard in a long time. When something like this, "Well, I once knew a man and he didn't die rich. For when he died, he didn't leave much. An old white hat and a big broad brim. And was all tied around with a woolen string. All tied around with a woolen string. All tied around with a woolen string. An old white hat and a big broad brim. And all tied around with a woolen string." Well, too, they had a part in that place, and the way he jabbered and talked, he was a whole show all to himself. Well, I bought one of them birds from a fella one time, paid him $5 for it. He said it was a good talker. Well, I took it home. I had it about 3 months, and it never said a darn word, only tell me to go someplace where it knowed I wouldn't go. Well, I put in a lot of time trying to get it to say Uncle Joyce, and the darn critter wouldn't do it. And I got mad at him, and I took him by the nape of the neck and throwed him out in the barnyard among the chickens and left him there. Well, when I got up the next morning, I tell you, there was a sight. Half of them chickens were dead, and the rest of them were scared to death. That parrot had an old rooster up again in the barn just giving him an awful whooping. And every time he'd hit him, he'd say, "Now you say Uncle Joyce. Darn you say Uncle Joyce." Doggone a parrot anyhow.